friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado, registered pharmacist number 12275. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality, to your health, to your challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body. You are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That's why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 27 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension and obesity, from skin diseases like acne and eczema and psoriasis, rosacea, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing system, a regenerating system, it's a renewing system, it is designed on a divine basis to heal and regenerate on a moment-to-moment basis, and while some folks may call that a miracle, this healing, regenerating, renewing system is really just the way the body works. It's business as usual for the human body. If you have questions about health or nutrition, if you have a health challenge that you would like help with, if you want to reverse a health challenge for you, your family, your friends, your loved ones, if you want to contribute to the conversation or share a success story, we love hearing from you. 855-660-4261. We can help you out. Try to get on board early. We'll take your calls in the second segment. We have a guest coming up at the bottom of the hour. Dr. Jamie Kaufman, author of the book Dropping Acid, is going to talk to us about silent reflux disease. And that's coming up at the bottom of the hour. We'll take your phone calls in our second segment. If you want to learn more about the Youngevity products, head over to brightsideben.com. Take a look at our shopping cart. Make sure you take a especially long look at the Beyond Tangy Tangerine Multivitamin Mineral Complex Powder. You add to water and drink. It tastes great. It's $50 a canister, and it's a cornucopia of nutrients. It is loaded, friends, with chromium, copper, selenium, zinc, the B-complex, fat-soluble vitamins like vitamin A, which we'll be talking about today. It's got amino acids, coenzyme Q10. It's $50 a canister. Most folks will notice results, especially more energy, weight loss, a lower dose of prescription medication. You can drop your prescription medications. You maybe even be able to get off your meds entirely when you start taking the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, as well as an entire nutritional supplement program. You can find out all about it at brightsideben.com, or you can give the Bright Side Ben phone team a call at 866-735-2470. Make sure you ask about starting a longevity business also. For a one-time $10 fee, you can get all the tax breaks associated with having a business and get your products at the wholesale price. And, of course, you can make a little bit of money selling longevity products as well. And the folks at 866-735-2470 can tell you all about that. Or you can click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com. Head over to my blog, pharmacistben.com. Also, we posted a rebuttal, my take on the omega-3 study. Not a rebuttal, but my take on the omega-3 study that came out a couple days ago. Yesterday, we talked to Dr. Michael Murray about it, and I posted my take on the study at pharmacistben.com. I also have a post on vitamin A, which is what we will be talking about today. All right, thanks for joining us on The Bright Side. We're going to continue talking about vitamin A a little bit here. As we left off yesterday, we were talking about two types of vitamins, two types of chemicals, fatty vitamins, fatty chemicals, and watery chemicals, or watery vitamins, water, so-called water-soluble versus fat-soluble. Your water-soluble vitamins are vitamin C and the B complex. The fat-soluble vitamins are vitamins D, E, A, and K, and you can remember them by the acronym DEAK, D-E-A-K, or DEAK. Vitamin E is the protector vitamin. It protects all the fats in the body, including the cell membranes. It also has a protective effect on omega-3 and omega-6 fats, essential fatty acids, which tend to be unstable. You always want to take your essential fatty acids with vitamin E. I recommend 400 international units of vitamin E in the mixed tocopherol or mixed tocotrienol forms. Mixed tocotrienols are a little bit pricier than ordinary vitamin E, but they're more protective of fats and they're more powerful as an antioxidant. Vitamin K is a blood clotting vitamin. It's also involved in calcium metabolism, how the body processes calcium and vitamin K, because it's made by probiotics, good bacteria in the digestive tract. Many people are dealing with vitamin K deficiency and don't know it. And this is just another reason why you can't just take calcium as a supplement. We haven't talked a lot about calcium, but rest assured we will. You notice we've been talking about osteoporosis for now going on 3 months, and we haven't even really talked anything. In fact, we haven't talked anything at all about calcium, which is what most people think of when they think of osteoporosis. The third fat-soluble vitamin is vitamin D, very, very important vitamin. Like its cousin, vitamin A, it's not really a vitamin. It's a non-vitamin vitamin. And we will be talking about vitamin D as soon as we finish up talking about vitamin A. And then we come to the non-vitamin vitamin of choice of the day, and that is vitamin A. Vitamin A is the king of vitamins. Vitamin A is an entirely another league when it comes to its biological effects. Vitamin A is like the president of the United States compared to John Q. Public. It's like the 10,000-pound elephant vitamin compared to your domestic pussycat vitamin that all the other vitamins are. Not that the other vitamins aren't important. They certainly are. But vitamin A is the king bee or the queen bee compared to worker bees. Vitamin A's potency and power puts it on an entirely another level. I call it the non-vitamin vitamin. It's my personal favorite vitamin, and we're going to dive into it for the next couple of days, talking about how it really works. It is really the most fundamental and functional of all the vitamins. When I say fundamental, I mean you can't go very long without vitamin A. One of the first things that happens when you're deficient in vitamin A is you will end up with skin health issues. Dry, cracked lips, dry, cracked, peeling skin are classic signs of vitamin A deficiency. So are zits. So are skin sensitivity. So are little tiny hard bumps called milia. These are all signs, classic signs of vitamin A deficiency. Bone issues, eye issues, including dry eyes, and night blindness. These can also indicate vitamin A deficiencies. Just like we talked about sulfur as being a mineral or an element that makes things happen, vitamin A is the vitamin that makes things happen. It makes cells grow. It makes cells divide. Vitamin A is so powerful, it's regulated as a drug. Vitamin A is so powerful, it can be used as prescription-strength chemotherapy for cancer. And all of this power associated with vitamin A is due to the fact that vitamin A is not even really a vitamin. Most vitamins have supportive roles. They're cofactors. They're coenzymes. They help things. They help facilitate chemical reactions in the body. They assist chemistry. They support chemical reactions. Vitamin A doesn't mess around with supporting chemistry. It's a star. It's not a helper. It goes right into the DNA. It goes right into the information code. It activates genes. This is no mere vitamin, folks. This is a hormone. A hormone is a substance that actually signals and commands things to happen inside a cell, commands biochemistry and chemical reactions inside a cell. That's how vitamin A works. It's a commanding molecule, no mere helper, no mere assistant. Listen up, folks. This is so cool. You can change your very DNA. You can change your genetics. You can upregulate protein synthesis from the DNA, from the genetics by using vitamin A. You can change your genetics with a food component. You can change your genetics with a vitamin, with a supplement. And what does this mean to change genetics? What does this mean to upregulate protein synthesis? It means more collagen. It means more connective tissue. It means more healing. It means more growth, more anti-aging, more bodybuilding, more anabolism. And what does that mean? It means less wrinkles. It means stronger bones. It means bigger muscles. And it means faster healing and anti-aging. Vitamin A is involved in one way or another in the production, in the health of almost everything that represents wellness, and almost everything that represents a healthy body. Vitamin A is a key player in the production of health because of its key role in building stuff. Its key role in the growth and building of tissue and in the health of organs and glands. And you know what else? Vitamin A's got some tremendous cosmetic properties too. And we'll tell you about that as we continue our discussion on vitamin A. We're coming back on the bright side with your phone calls. 855-660-4261 is our number. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back after this. Oh. There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare, by far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben, and we are here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central, 24-7 on our archive page at brightsideben.com. You'll find a shopping cart up there with up at brightsideben.com with a join the team link that you can click on if you want to start a longevity business and get your products at the wholesale price, or if you just want to enjoy the tax benefits associated with having your own business for a one-time $10 fee. You can start a longevity business, get your products at the wholesale price, and make some money too. And you can find out all about it at brightsideben.com, or you can call the Brightside Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. All right, in the bottom of the hour, we're going to be talking to Dr. Jamie Kaufman about something called silent reflux disease. She's the author of a book called Dropping Acid. Cool title. The Reflux Diet, Cookbook and Cure. We'll be talking to Dr. Kaufman about heartburn, about reflux disease, and about what she's calling silent reflux, what it is and what you can do about it. We'll continue talking about vitamin A tomorrow. I'll tell you about the cosmetic applications of vitamin A. Truly my favorite of all the vitamins, not only because it's got cosmetic properties, but it does have wonderful cosmetic properties, skincare properties. Great for you, helping reduce the formation, literally reducing and reversing wrinkles. There's nothing else, nothing that can reduce and reverse wrinkles at all, really, but certainly not like vitamin A can do it. And we will tell you all about that tomorrow as we continue talking about the non-vitamin vitamin alpha. And by the way, I did write a post on an article on pharmacistben.com on my blog about vitamin A. So if you want to read up on that, that would be cool. Vitamin A on pharmacistben.com. I also have a post that I did today on the omega-3 study that came out and that we were talking about yesterday with Dr. Murray, and that's all at pharmacistben.com. Okay, 855-660-4261, Michael in North Carolina. What's going on? How you doing today?
How you doing, Ben? I spoke with you this week. You told me to call back today. We had spoken earlier about a couple of months ago, and I had the autoimmune necrotizing myopathy. You told me to fast the first time we spoke.
Okay.
And
how you feeling?
I'm doing a little bit better. I'm doing far better than I was when I first spoke with you.
Okay.
I've been taking some of the supplements that you suggested, and I'm no longer using the Walker.
Oh, nice. Well, wait, hang on. Michael, you're underplaying this thing. You're downplaying it. You're no longer using your Walker after how long?
Probably about the first couple weeks.
Michael, do you understand how amazing that is? How long were you seeing the doctor? How long were you dealing with the medical model for this thing?
Since about February of this year.
No. How long were you dealing with doctors, not with us?
Probably about a month or so.
No. Michael, listen up. How long were you dealing with physicians to take care of your autoimmune disease? Months? Years?
Oh, no. I just discovered it back in March, the latter part of March.
Okay, so you've been on a Walker just since March?
Yes.
Okay, and then when did you get off your Walker?
May. Probably around about June. Mid-June.
And how long did it take you to start from the time you started your nutrition to getting off the Walker? How long was that?
Probably about 2 weeks, 2 to 3 weeks, I think.
So I want to get this straight. I want everybody to hear this, Michael, because this is super important. So you had an autoimmune disease. You went to the doctor back at the beginning of the year, February or March. They put you on a Walker, and I imagine you weren't getting any better. But starting in June, you started a nutritional program. 2 weeks later, you're off your Walker, and you're feeling better. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm doing a lot better. I still need a cane when I leave out the house.
All right. It's only been a month. We're going to get you straight now, buddy. You still probably have some residual inflammation going on in there, but I want you to really see, and I want everybody listening to really understand, this is the power of nutrition, nutritional supplementation, changing your lifestyle, changing the way you eat. No drugs are required, folks. No doctor is required, people. No Obamacare is necessary. You don't need to wait in line at the pharmacy. Just get yourself on a supplement program, change your diet, and change your lifestyle. We only have a couple minutes, Michael. Why don't you frame your problem or your issue as a question so I can address it?
Well, I'm still on some medications that I'm afraid to just come off of.
What are you on? Name the medicine for me.
They got me on some Cellcept.
Some what?
Cellcept. Let's see if I can.
I need you to spell it for me.
Okay. It's S C. Excuse me, that's Cellcept.
Cellcept?
I guess that's a generic name, but, the generic name for it is MYCOPT.
Oh, that's an anti-rejection. Oh, that's an immune suppressant. They're just shutting down your immune system with that drug, my friend. So this is the way it works. This is the way it works, Michael, and we're going to run out of time, so I'm just going to address your question on the medication real quickly. You got an autoimmune disease, and this is for everybody out there, by the way. It's not just for Michael. Anybody out there dealing with an autoimmune disease, this is a sign that the immune system is jacked up. The immune system is hyperactive. And the question is, well, first of all, the medical model approach to this is to shut down the immune system. This is the stupidest, the absolute most moronic medical strategy of all time in a whole list, in a laundry list of retarded medical strategies. This is the absolute dumbest, to suppress the immune system when the immune system is too active. The intelligent thing to do would be to figure out what is activating the immune system, and almost always you're going to find it has something to do with what you're eating. And I don't mean to sound like a food Nazi here. I know I probably do, but whatever. If you have an autoimmune disease, if you have a hyperactive immune system, you need to focus on food and the digestive system. That means eliminating problem foods. And the most likely suspects are going to be dairy, peanuts, and legumes, grains, sometimes eggs as well. You need to patch up the digestive system. That means Z-radical, glucosamine capsules, digestive enzymes, lecithin. It also means fasting. It also means eating less. Love your digestive tract. Treat your digestive system as if it was a baby in distress, which it is. When your baby's crying, when your baby's screaming, when your baby's in distress, you don't shut it up. You don't wrap duct tape around its mouth so you don't have to hear it crying. You don't poison it so it won't cry anymore. You say to the baby, or you go to the baby, you figure out what the heck's wrong with the baby. You nurture the baby. You sustain the baby. You love the baby. And this is how we have to regard our digestive system, which is almost exactly the same as the immune system. Folks, 80%, 80+. Of our immunity is located in the digestive system, and that should be just common sense. How else? This is the main way that things get into the body to activate the defenses. The immune system is the defense system. So if you have an immune problem, the odds are 80% or more that you have a digestive problem. Please understand this, because it's the key to reversing autoimmune disease. It's the key to reversing any kind of hyperactive immunity. I don't know how much firmer, how much clearer I could be. You have to address digestive health. That means eliminating problem foods, and that means taking in digestive supplements, especially, by the way, probiotics and fermented foods. You need them both. Probiotics, good bacteria in a capsule or supplemental form, 80 billion units a day, multiple strains of bacteria. I love the nightly essence. And fermented foods as well, especially cabbage, fermented cabbage, and cabbage soup. And then liquid nutrients also. Liquid nutrients allow you to access nutrition without a lot of work. The Beyond Tangy Tangerine is one of the most important of the liquid nutrients that you're going to find, as well as bone soup and vegetable juices. Michael, thanks so much for calling. If we left you on hold, I apologize for that. Give us a call back tomorrow. At the bottom of the hour, next segment, we're going to talk to Dr. Jamie Kaufman about her dropping acid. I'm Pharmacist Ben.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, They're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookbook. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
All right, we're back on the bright side. Thanks for joining us. We're here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time. And I am pleased to welcome our next guest to the bright side, Dr. Kaufman. Dr. Jamie Kaufman is the author of a book called Dropping Acid. Dr. Jamie Kaufman is a MD, laryngologist. I think you say it that way, laryngologist.
Well done.
Is it laryngologist? Thank you, Dr. Yes. Kaufman. And you're the director of the Voice Institute of New York, and you made it your mission to connect the dots, as it says here in your PR blurb here, between the 850% increase in reflux-related esophageal cancer and acidification of the American diet. I want to talk about that. Welcome to the bright side. Thanks for joining us. What
nice
the heck
to be
is
here, Ben. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for being here. What is, first of all, what's the difference between acid reflux and GERD? Well, let me get that straight.
Well, let's get to all the terms. Okay. Acid reflux is a generic term used by people, and when they say acid reflux in general, they mean GERD. GERD is a complex medical term, gastroesophageal reflux disease. That means from the stomach, gastro, into the esophagus, backflow is what reflux means. So the word reflux means backflow, and it's backflow from the stomach into the esophagus. The problem is that there are actually 15 different terms for reflux. And so I'd like to introduce two that are very important. One is called, if you will, silent reflux. So people could have the backflow of stomach contents, say, into the throat, the sinuses, the lungs. It can cause pneumonia, asthma-like symptoms, and so on. And so silent reflux is very important because one out of five Americans has silent reflux.
Well, hang on, Doc. Before you continue, how can reflux be silent? I mean, it's the most, I've had it a few times, and it's the most miserable, uncomfortable feeling. How can people not know? I assume that's what you mean by silent. How can they not know that they have it?
Well, it turns out that the population of refluxes could almost divide it in half. Anyone who's had heartburn and crushing chest pain, or even worry about am I having a heart attack and rushing to the hospital, those patients all have not silent reflux. However, there are an awful lot of patients. A patient left my office not 10 minutes ago with Barrett's esophagus, which is esophageal precancer, and with reflux testing that showed that when he goes to sleep at night, let's just say he slept for 8 hours, exactly 50% of the time he has high acid, meaning a very acidic environment in his esophagus causing damage, if you will, not only the acid but the enzyme. So for 4 hours a night, he's self-digesting his esophagus, mm-hmm. and this is the cause of esophageal cancer. But it's also the cause of a lot of throat and breathing symptoms. And I'll give you one more example. For example, very often people who are in nursing homes may die of pneumonia, and they don't grow any bacteria. So they say, oh, it's a community-acquired bug, meaning some benign bug is grown that normally everyone has. Indeed, that's not what happens. What happens is they got, you know, two chocolate puddings and a big thing of ginger ale before they went to bed, and at 3 o'clock in the morning, the chocolate pudding and the ginger ale ended up in their lungs. And
served by a nurse, no doubt. Served by a representative of the mainstream medical model.
The mainstream medical model doesn't know how to take care of reflux.
Or very little else, to tell you the truth, Doc. Nothing personal.
It's horrendous right now. American medicine is in the dumpster.
Oh, dude, it's terrible. It's terrible.
And the fragmentation, the gastroenterologists, for example, who fashion themselves as expert in reflux, they just give someone a purple pill and stick a scope down. They're overdiagnosing Barrett's, which is a terrible diagnosis to have. It's precancer. For every four patients who come to us with a diagnosis of Barrett's, only one of them has it when we do a careful exam. So we're seeing a lot of questions of how to manage it. But my big push is always going to be reflux is about what you eat, when you eat it, and reflux is actually fixable for the vast majority of people.
That's awesome news. Now, hang on. I definitely want to talk about the food connection. We talk a lot about that on the bright side. But before I get to that, what is the pressure? What is it that causes the pressure? As I understand it, what you're talking about is an acid or enzyme issue. But what is it that causes that heart attack-like feeling, that pressure in the chest?
Well, there are two different kinds of things. Heartburn can occur if you already have damaged tissue and you put acid on damaged tissue, it causes pain. But the crushing chest pain is often esophageal spasm. Now, you know when you get your blood pressure done, when they put the pressure up high, it hurts your arm. It's usually around 200 or 250 that it really hurts your arm. Well, with esophageal spasm, we see numbers of 400. It's 400 millimeters of mercury. So this crushing chest pain is usually esophageal spasm. And, of course, it's related to reflux, too. And why the esophagus misbehaves in that way, no one knows for sure.
Is it histamine or some kind? Is it like an allergic mediator of some kind?
No, it's not allergic. It's all mediated by the vagus. The vagus is a very important nerve that no one knows about. Sometimes when people faint, you say they went vagal. But the vagus is the one nerve. It runs the vocal cords, the cough reflex, the lungs, the swallowing, and the entire digestive and reflux system. So when we see problems, they're all going down the vagus and back up to the brain and the vagus. The vagus does a lot of crazy things that makes it seem like it's misbehaving. And crushing chest pain and very high pressure in response to acid, this heart attack-like non-cardiac chest pain is one of them, and it's not uncommon. A woman who just started working for me 6 months ago, the second week she was here, she's an older woman, she started clutching her chest, and we went straight to the hospital, and I was a little amazed that it turned out to be reflux, and she hadn't had a heart attack at all. So that whole business is only a small percentage of the reflux world. Let's talk about asthma.
Well, let me just, before we go into that real quick, when you talk about this vagal spasm, could it have something to do with a sympathetic nervous system activation? And could you?
Absolutely.
Could you do parasympathetic relaxation techniques, deep breathing kinds of things to help relax those spasms?
Undoubtedly. One of the things that I think us doctors don't do very well is recognize that all of these things are linked. I had a patient today who is a singer at the Met, and his reflux is worse because they're doing construction in his house, and it's really, they're causing tremendous disruption, and they're doing it badly, and he's frustrated, and he's speaking to the construction man. Within 30 seconds, he's refluxing like a bandit, and his reflux was under control. So all these systems are connected, and there's no question that stress is a factor, and there's no question that meditation techniques, there's no question that yoga, all of these techniques, we're even doing acupuncture now for reflux, but all of these things interact in ways that are important, because the brain has an area called the reticular formation, and all the major centers, the Grand Central Station, which is the vagus, is right next to Union Station, is right next to Penn Station, and so all of these things are connected. All of these things are connected. Sometimes we have patients who reflux and sneeze, reflux and cough. Some people cough till they vomit. All these things are connected.
What is the link between coughing and reflux? A lot of times people wake up in the middle of the night coughing and they'll think they have some kind of lung issue. It could easily be reflux, no?
It is reflux. If you're waking up in the middle of the night coughing and gasping for air like a fish out of water, not only do you have reflux, you have serious reflux. Let me quickly talk about asthma. A lot of patients come to me. We see a lot of patients here. And so a certain percentage of them have asthma. And they're on asthma medicines. They're on asthma inhalers and all those things. We do reflux testing. We do reflux treatment. We get people well. They stop giving reflux.
That's
and guess what?
Doc,
the asthma goes away.
Doc, yeah. I want to talk about that connection. We've got to take a break here. Very important information, the link between asthma and reflux. Hang tight. We're talking to Dr. Jamie Kaufman about her book, Dropping Acid and Silent Reflux Disease. We'll be back with more good health information on the Bright Side.
Hey, everybody, Jason Lewis here with another great idea from JasonLewisTeam.com. Now, how would you like an energy drink that's actually good for you? That's right, one that not only gives you an afternoon pick-me-up, but that's loaded with the most important antioxidants for reducing the damage from stress. It's called Pollen Burst, and it's a natural burst of energy that lasts for hours. Now, most energy drinks rely on a massive dose of caffeine, sugar, or even vitamin B. Pollen Burst takes a more balanced approach, and that's why I like it. I also love the fact that Pollen Burst has plenty of vitamin D and green tea extract. This is the best energy drink I've ever tried. So trust me, you'll not only like it better than the others, you'll love the way it's individually packaged for freshness as well. They've got these on-the-go stick packs. They're great. Pollen Burst. It's available at JasonLewisTeam.com or simply call 1-855-310-TEAM. For a natural burst of energy, it's Pollen Burst at JasonLewisTeam.com or 1-855-310-TEAM.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour lightweight lithium iron battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. The SunSocket Solar Generator. Stay plugged in.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
On the bright side, talked to Dr. Jamie Kaufman about a book dropping acid. We're having an interesting discussion off air about singing and music, activating the throat and heartburn. I don't know if we're going to get a chance to talk to that, Doc, because I want to continue, at least real briefly, talking about the connection between respiratory health and heartburn. It doesn't seem like they'd be connected, but there is an interesting connection, as it turns out, no?
Well, it's very connected, but it's not heartburn necessarily, because heartburn remembers non-silent reflux. Here's my message, and it's a very simple one to your listeners. If you have asthma or you know someone who has asthma, simply ask this question. When you're having a breathing problem, do you have more trouble getting air in or out? If the answer is in, you do not have asthma. You have reflux. Reflux causes, the words are complicated, reactive airway disease that mimics asthma, but it's trouble breathing in. Asthma is always trouble breathing out. So to get back to the point that we were making at the beginning, 4 out of 5 of the patients who come to me, 4 out of 5, that's 80%, who come to me with asthma don't have it. They have reflux. So this big asthma epidemic may be bogus. We're talking
wow.
$50 billion worth of drugs.
Wow.
That are not working and not getting people well. So reflux and asthma are often confused, and the same is true for chronic cough, and the same is true for shortness of breath and other breathing problems.
Now,
reflux is the major
wow.
cause.
What do immune suppressants do, the immune suppressants they give for asthma, what would those do to somebody who's suffering from reflux? It seems like
some of them really make reflux worse, particularly when they are put on steroids. Now, these are not the steroids that build muscles. These are anti-inflammatory steroids. And what happens is the steroids make the patient feel better for a few days, then the reflux gets worse, and then it's like riding a roller coaster up and down. And, of course, the steroids have all kinds of other harmful effects, including the patients may feel very blue as steroids wear off, and then their reflux gets worse, and their symptoms get worse again. So it's like riding a roller coaster with ups and downs. It's very important to recognize that silent reflux is a great masquerader, and if you have symptoms, if you've been on treatment and you're not getting well, and especially if you have lots of symptoms, let me mention the other ones, chronic throat clearing, too much throat mucus, post-nasal drip, a sensation of a lump in the throat, a hoarseness, particularly hoarseness in the morning, a sinus, ear popping, and, of course, any kind of breathing difficulties. All these things can be because you were refluxing at night. Which is to say, if I could do one thing, if I could make a law, of course you can't make such a law, I would make a law that says you have to close the kitchen at 8. The kitchen closes at 8. And if we close the kitchen at 8, obesity will go down, reflux will go down, asthma will go down, sleep apnea would go down, a whole host of diseases that are related to nocturnal reflux.
They can do that kind of law in New York City, can't they?
I'm trying to get a hold of Bloomberg, but it's not working out.
so you say people should stop eating after 8 and obesity will go down and reflux and
yeah, you know, if you look at the asthma epidemic, 17% of non-white children, poor non-white children have asthma reportedly. So, you know, I would just say stop giving your children bedtime snacks. Okay, stop, you know, close the kitchen earlier. Look at the diet. Are you giving high fat foods to cause reflux? Are they drinking a lot of soft drinks that are highly acidic? So stop the soft drinks completely. Stop eating before bed. No bedtime snacks. And a lot of asthmatics, particularly children, will get better. It's really quite staggering that we as a medical profession have failed to recognize that this huge disease, which crosses the boundaries of specialties from lung doctor to ENT doctor to gastroenterologist to family practitioner and internist, this massive disease is not very well handled by doctors because at its root cause is what we eat and when we eat it. And we don't have those discussions with our patients very often. At least, I mean, I do. That's all I do all day. But it's very important to recognize that, I want to just quickly tell you, the book's called Dropping Acid because in 1973, when this big reflux epidemic began, when the cancer of the esophagus epidemic began, in 1973, following an outbreak of food poisoning, the FDA mandated that everything in a bottle or a can either be acidic or have acid added. And what's happened is the amount of acid that's added is now such that virtually everything in a bottle, except water, has the same acidity as stomach acid. And let me say it again, everything in a bottle, so even things you think are healthy. You know, people often say, I've stopped drinking Coke or Pepsi because I know they're acidic and all that kind of thing. Well, the same thing is true, unfortunately, for, you know, vitamin water, infused, Nature's Own, Gatorade, and all the beverages that we like to consume. They've all been acidified.
How about fruit juice? People think that's
same
healthy.
Thing. They yeah. even add, no, it's not as healthy as you think. You look, and they've added ascorbic acid and citric acid as well. There was a funny story last year. It's all over the internet, so that's how I found it. So the confirmation is there, but not proven otherwise. But someone said they had found a mouse in a Diet Mountain Dew, and they were complaining. Well, the Diet Mountain Dew defense was impossible.
Yeah.
A mouse in Diet Mountain Dew would completely dissolve.
No, that's great. Like your teeth, probably, in your esophagus.
So, yeah, all I'm saying to you is, you know, we've not had a very, you know, as a nation, we've not had a very good dialogue with physicians about preventive health. We've not had a very good dialogue with the FDA about food additives. We've not had a very good dialogue with each other about what constitutes a healthy diet. And really, this sort of out-of-control food industry with, you know, huge corporate interests has given us a reflux epidemic. It's killing us. We're giving us an obesity epidemic that's killing us, and it's time to have the conversation.
We only have a couple minutes, Doc. Give us some ideas about good foods, a good dietary strategy for anybody who's dealing with GERD or something.
First of all, we love fat and we love acids. They're for the tongue, for the palate, for flavoring, okay? If you make something as luscious as, you know, crab or lobster salad, you can use mayonnaise. Use a tiny amount, okay? It's the amount of fat. If you make eggs, have a 3-egg omelet with one yolk instead of with three. You can order it that way. You can make it that way.
Why do you say one yolk? Why do you say the yolk is a problem?
It's fat. It's cholesterol.
So you're saying that what you want to do, the white and not the yolk.
I buy jumbo eggs and I throw away two of the yolks and my omelets are fantastic. One yolk's enough for flavoring. The idea, and same thing, when I put Parmesan cheese on my pasta, it's really good Parmesan cheese. No cutting corners. Get the good fats and use them in small amounts.
Coconut,
you know, there's
oil?
All this talk about the Mediterranean diet, but it's really about moderation.
What about coconut oil?
Coconut oil, I think it's probably high fat.
Well, it is.
I think of
fat.
The oils we like olive oil. Olive oil really, if you want to take something from the Mediterranean diet, take olive oil. Get rid of the coconut oil. Get rid of the butter. Get rid of everything that, you know, and coconut oil may be, comes in different grades. So, but I'm worried about the fat content. You know, coconut itself is 90% saturated fat.
What do you cook with?
Everything was olive oil.
You cook with olive oil, too?
Absolutely. I saute with olive oil. I use it all the time. Now, let's say, here's an example. I have these beautiful string beans. I've sauteed them in a pan. I've used olive oil. I've used salt. I've used a little bit of dill. And then at the very last moment when I take them off, I can put a teaspoon on. But that's enough to serve six people. I'm serving for dinner for six with the flavoring of a teaspoon. And so this idea of the low, it's really the heart healthy diet with low acid.
And how about EFAs? Where do you get your essential fatty acids from, or do you?
Well, I actually take. By the way, when for people with constipation, highly recommend taking fish oil 3 at night and 3 in the morning. It's much less expensive than the regular stool softeners and so on. So, but the answer to the question of what is the best thing to eat, the best things are fish, poultry. Obviously, wild is preferred to farm raised. All the grains are wonderful, whole grains.
Flour.
The vegetables are good, although onions, garlics, tomatoes, and peppers are idiosyncratic, meaning they're trigger foods for about half of people, meaning not everyone.
Say those again, those trigger foods?
Garlic, tomatoes, onions, and peppers, anything that says pepper. But they're not trigger foods for everyone. For example, when my reflux was at its worst, I had no problems with tomatoes. I had problems with acidic tomato sauce. I had big trouble with onions. Garlic didn't bother me. But that's why one of the hard parts about reflux is understanding that people are different.
Dr. Kaufman, we're out of time. Fascinating.
No.
We're out of time. We'll get you back on. The book is Dropping Acid. It's Dr. Jamie Kaufman. Thank you so much. That was an awesome, awesome interview. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
I'm Pharmacist Ben. God bless. Have a beautiful day, Dr. Kaufman. That's all the time we have for today. Take care. Take care, everybody. Have a wonderful, beautiful day. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.